What's up, everybody? We're coming to you live with this Worst Friends podcast from the Livonia basement.
Yeah, we're live in studio. It's an in-studio recording.
Yep. So, gonna start out with some slap and tickles, I guess.
Yeah, you want me to go first?
Sure.
All right. This is to Colin Farrell, who August 3rd has Total Recall coming out. And it looks, you know, a lot of people said a lot of things, mostly it's just been me, about Colin Farrell kind of getting another shot here at being an action star. You know, he had a couple movies came out right away, like The Recruit and SWAT, where he was supposed to, you know, really take it to the next level.
Right.
And those kind of did okay, and then he had a couple flops, a couple bombs, but then he did it in Bruges.
Oh, yeah,
which you and
great.
I both like. Where we've tried to use the word pissed, not as to mean we're upset, but when we've had a little bit too much to drink.
Yep, that was that's the influence there.
And the karate chop to the little person.
Yeah.
But, so Total Recall, it's a remake of the Arnold movie. That's also the, you know, supposed to be a staple of science fiction, action science fiction, but you think it's a staple of something else, don't you? What comes to mind?
Right now it's the leader for our Worst Friends Oscars nominee for a best line that happens to be delivered by a three-breasted hooker, which is the most iconic imagery of that movie.
Which is the alien with three boobs, right?
Yeah.
Or breasts.
So I think that's really what everyone really wants to see in that, and thankfully they're bringing it back.
Because what's the joke that she makes? What's the line?
You see her kind of open up her shirt or something. She says, "You're going to wish you had three hands." So right now that's the leader in the clubhouse for the Oscar for most ridiculous line in a movie.
Yeah, and you got to give them credit for them to put that right on the previews. I like that.
Well,
I really
do think that people are seeing previews and not seeing it and being like, come on.
They need to say something about it.
They're like, that's the main thing that I remember. That's what I want to see.
Are you going to see it in theaters?
Probably not.
All right, I'm pretty sure I'm going to, just to give them some support. It looks like a pretty good movie. I like those science fiction, you know, like Minority Report or iRobot.
That's a really good example of the Arnold genre, too, which we've talked about a couple times. Kind of those futuristic ones.
And they kind of put kind of a... Colin Farrell's, you know, strapping dude, but he's kind of tiny.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like Arnold.
Well, people really don't look like Arnold, though. That's the thing. You know what I mean? There's not real people that just go around doing that in any government agency or anything.
I'd like to think there are. I'd like to think there's some, you know, some big dudes that get some work done. But I think it looks good. I think it kind of looks like I said, iRobot or Minority Report, those kind of gritty, futuristic movies. So I'm probably going to see it in theaters. But that was my slap and tickle.
And then I only have one slap and tickle. That's Marty Scorsese. I just saw his iPhone commercial a second ago. And it was cracking me up.
I don't think I've seen it yet. What happens?
He's just talking to Siri, asking her all this stuff and about his meetings, getting a move. And he's, how's traffic? Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible. Driver, cut over here. It's terrible. Terrible.
Oh, we just saw a little Total Recall ad.
And then that's my only slap and tickle. I do have one anal shank.
Yeah, it's a big one, isn't it?
You're probably aware of. And that is to bats, the species, the animal, the creature. My family has a pretty long history with bats. At my parents' house, they used to get in at least one or two a week. Some nights they would be everywhere. I had one in my room one time when I was little. Not little, when I was like probably 20. So I guess that wasn't that long ago. I had them upstairs in their house. And this week in my new house, I was sitting there watching TV, getting ready to check out that new Futurama. When about 2 minutes before it starts, I see a little flutter out of the corner of my eye. And
no
dude,
way.
That's how bats are. They like mess with you. They'll kind of sneak up or maybe do their little squeaky noise from far away just to let you know that they're
sending
there.
Out the sonar, aren't they? Isn't that what they're doing?
Yeah. Or, you know, they'll fly around and you won't see them for a while. Then all of a sudden, those come into your sight just enough. And so I was pretty much, that killed my night. I had to, went to the bathroom because I thought there was a broom there. It was just a mop, so I grabbed the next best thing, a towel. Went outside in our shed to try and find something. It's pitch black. There's no light in the shed.
What time is it?
It's about 10 now. I'm out there trying to find a tennis racket or something to demolish this bat with. can't find a thing. So go back in through the other door. There's a broom right next to it. So I grabbed the broom, and I looked outside for like 10 minutes too. I was so mad. Grabbed the broom. Bat flies into the kitchen right in front of me. Take a swing, connect with him, have Jeez. Him down. Jeez. Try and go for a big shot while he's down. Uh-huh. Flies away, come down with the broom, snap the broom. So there goes my line of defense besides the towel. So I'm like, oh God.
What I like how do? You went into it with multiple weapons, with like back, with a backup plan.
Well, I mean, if it came close to me, I could like throw the towel at it or something if it got too close. Because I'm not afraid to kill a bat, but I don't want those things touching me.
Right,
they're like flying balls of rabies or something.
Right.
So I go back outside, look at stuff on our porch, on our patio, right around the house. I'm like, there's got to be something. I'm like picking up boards and testing them. I'm like, I'd probably break something. I had like a top to a tote. I'm swinging. I'm like, oh, there's just too much drag. I couldn't get the full force.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm like, I guess I'm going to have to figure out how to make this towel work. So I go back in, and now I can't even find this bat. So I'm just like, oh, God.
Isn't that...
I'm like, it's probably upstairs now in my room or something. Yeah. So I'm just trying to figure out what to do. And I cannot find this bat anywhere. So I'm like, God. And then I see something on the wall right next to our door. I just see like this little black circle. And I'm like, ooh, that might be the bat. So I go first and I try and open up the door right next to it. I'm like, come on, just fly out. He does not move. But I went outside to do that, so I didn't have to like get too close to him inside. I didn't swoop down in my hair or anything like that.
Isn't that the biggest fear of them like getting around your neck? Like, you don't want them around your head at all.
Oh no, I know. Well, they're like so small, but when they have their wings open, they look so much bigger and so much more menacing.
Yes.
So he doesn't fly out, so I go back in through the other door, and I got that towel kind of like twisted up like if you're gonna snap somebody, and then grab like either end, so I had a little bit of weight in the middle. And I walked, just snuck up to where it was sitting on that wall, and came with like a really hard overhand swat at it, and took it down, hit it with the towel again, threw the towel on it, grabbed like this little shovel that's next to our fireplace, and just started smacking down on the shovel a few times, or onto the towel that was on the bed. broke the handle for that little shovel thing.
God.
Finally just moved the towel, and saw it was dead, and kind of grab something and push it outside, and that was that. Next day I came to work, and my sister works with me. She got there before me. I walk up to my desk, there's a tennis racket sitting on the chair. So if another one gets in the house, got the best weapon you could have against
them. They gave you a tennis racket?
Yeah,
dude, I won't go through all the stories, but I've witnessed my dad. We just opened up all our doors, you know, in a farm kind of farm type house, to try and either let it fly out, or I've seen my dad just whack a bat out of midair with a little fisher's net, you know, just whacked it again, killed it, threw it outside, shut all the doors. I had one in the greenhouse that I lived in in Mount Pleasant. We had a couple bats.
They always like ruin everything when they pop up too. Like everyone is just like, oh, people shit. It's like, come on.
No one wants to be at a party where there's a bat. Right. You don't want to be known as the place where there was the party with the bat. So
you have like 50 people in the house. You just start knowing there's a bat above people's heads.
Girls don't take well to bats. Oh, I've learned that.
No, they don't.
So, but you're right. When you... I think you said something on Facebook about how you had to kill one last night. Like, right away, I knew exactly what you went through. I'm like, oh, God, that does suck. But, everyone's had to deal with a bat here or there.
They used to be real bad. My mom and dad's, too. It was, like, basically an infestation.
Yeah. But, no, we saw that, so that happened just a couple days ago. But you came down to visit. Had my... fiance was out of pocket for, you know, day or so. So we went and got some good Indian food.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if we want to mention, you know, we've had to dog sit, obviously. Mm-hmm. We were going to record this last night, and it was going to be filmed before a live canine audience.
Yeah.
And we would have heard
the dogs bark. The hecklers were a little rough.
Yeah. They do heckle, especially my one dog, who she asked that her name not be used, so I'll just call her the fat one. Mm-hmm. And then there's the other one that's the cripple. But the fat one doesn't like Tim too much. Barks at him every now and then. And it's been going on probably since she first met Tim.
Oh, yeah. Everywhere. In my own house before she barked at me.
She's fine when he's sitting down. She'll just lay down and stare at him. But Job, help us if he starts moving around. And she just lays in on him and starts barking.
Oh, yeah. I can be petting her, sit, you know, on the couch. Mm-hmm. Then I'll get up and she'll just snap. But
now, the theory I always went with was that you're just... She can smell fear in you. That she right. can see that you're terrified.
But I have no fear now with the other dog that protects me from her.
The other dog, the cripple one, is taking a liking to Tim. So she's kind of kept Maggie off his...
And we call her Detective Griggs.
Yeah. But, so...
I'm kind of like her Bubbles.
Yeah, she takes care yeah. of you. She throws you a 20 every now and then. But, so she's been keeping an eye on Tim. But the larger one, the fat one... So I just always thought that she was just kind of possessive, doesn't like... I like the fact that she doesn't like other males in my household.
Right.
But she still always just barks at Tim. So I thought maybe she could just smell the fear in Tim. We've tried doing some dog whisperer stuff, tell Tim to do this or that, and I really don't know if it's any better. So since it couldn't be that, we started to think of more logical
right.
reasons.
Yeah, I think we came up with a better one, too.
And what do you think... What are we kind of convinced now that it is?
That there's a ghost or a spirit or something that's always following me around, and only Maggie can see it.
Tim can't. No one else can see it, but Tim's being haunted. I mean, it's possible. It's possible that it could be like a giant smoke monster.
Right.
Correct.
A freak.
An ifrit. So something's just kind of been lagging behind you for maybe like two years now.
Probably.
So we don't know. We need to start kind of looking into Tim's past here and. See if there's people that he's wrong.
And I think the fat one, I should say, is just trying to warn me, but I can't understand her, so I need to maybe do what Elijah Wood did in Wilfred and take, like, a Tylenol cocktail or whatever, and maybe I'll see Maggie as a human in a dog suit, and she'll just tell me.
Just tell you exactly what she sees. Yeah, we think maybe she's not mad at Tim. She's just trying to help him out, trying to say, hey, you know, yeah. there's something on your rear here that's...
Well, I think that maybe, too, it's a good spirit, because if it's been with me this long, it obviously hasn't.
And she just doesn't know the difference.
And that's what I think. Maybe she doesn't know the difference.
We need to start watching some Ghost Whisperer to see if that's how all of those spirits work out. Because you know there's had to have been a Ghost Whisperer episode where there was a dog that was barking at spirits. They can't have that many ideas to pluck from.
Well, I saw it in a movie before. The dog could see it.
So, all right, we'll do a little bit more research, but that's kind of what we think it is, a smoke monster. So that's been going on. The other one's kind of hobbled up right now.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to go into all of that. I just want to kind of run down what needs to be done just to take her out so she can eliminate really quick. The little one cut her paw, kind of gashed it open, so of course we needed to get stitches. And then also needed to wrap it. And basically, it looks like a boxing glove, right?
Yeah.
It looks like
a little club.
It's like a little club on her hand.
Like when you ever see the football players get like when their wrist is broke, but they get like their whole hand
yes.
taped and they're just running off like that club. That's kind of what it's like.
The big black, yeah. It's just as dangerous, if not more, than your hand if you hit someone
right.
with it. But so that's what she's wearing right now. And of course, it can't get wet because if it gets wet, then that could infect the wound and everything. So she needs to go out to pee. She needs to put a plastic boot that you need to tie off on a 6-month-old's paw and hope that it stays on while she runs around. But then you also have to latch her up with a collar.
Right.
Because she can't get running around, you know, putting too much pressure on it. So then all of that, you can take her out and hope that she goes number one and number two, which she's been doing pretty good at.
She's been doing pretty good since I've been down here.
Right.
But mostly she's been keeping the other one out of my personal space. So
we're hoping the fat one's the older one, and she has developmental problems. So we're hoping that the other dog, that's really why we're going through all the clicks and whistles with getting the new one, is just to hope that the two of them kind of even themselves out,
right.
you know, that they become friends and we're out of the house a lot, you know, and when we are home, we're usually a little tired or, you know, don't have that much. Mm-hmm. You know, we try to give them exercise, but sometimes it's good for just a couple dogs to have each other to, you know.
Get some hijinks, just like you see on the cartoons.
Right.
Just hang out and get into all sorts of trouble together and have fun.
Right, so we'll see. But so that's been going down, Smoke Monsters After Tim. And we did, we planned on, you know, watching a movie. We wanted to try and find Total Recall, the
Arnold
version.
Yeah, we wanted to find the original one, just to see the glorious three-breasted hooker. And at least Arnold's, like, face getting sucked out at the end. Do you think they're going to have something similar in this one?
I hope so.
It's just ridiculous, like, eyes bugging out, screaming.
So, and if that would have happened, we probably would have had maybe a Schwarzenegger podcast. So
yeah.
It kind of changed up. We looked through Wally World. We looked at a lot of different DVDs. We had a lot of different options.
We looked everywhere at all the different possible.
Yeah, we couldn't find Total Recall. So we ended with Mission Impossible: Ghost Protocol.
Yep. That's about all I can remember from it.
Well, you at least remember. This is the one thing we'll talk about, because I didn't think it was that good. I actually liked my favorite one's still the first one. The second one was an over-the-top John Woo-directed movie, you know, like Face Off. Mm-hmm. And the third one was good. The third one was like producer-directed by J.J. Abrams, who did like the new Star Trek,
Lost.
Who did Lost.
Yeah.
So this one, I think he was maybe on there as like maybe
Abrams
a producer.
Was. I remember seeing that.
Yeah, Abrams was. But you noticed something right in the opening credits that's...
Oh, yeah. It was a Tom Cruise production.
Not his production company or anything.
No, not a company. No, just a Tom Cruise. Like, this is just me. I did this.
This here is a representation of, you know, what's going through my mind. It's all me. And, you know, there were some over-the-top stunts, which you can expect. I didn't really dig the story. It didn't seem like there was a very good established bad guy. Mm-hmm. But what did you also notice that they brought back that we haven't really seen since maybe like the 80s in movies? Who are the bad guys?
Oh, the Russians.
Yeah. You know, hasn't it been kind of a Middle Eastern, quote-unquote, bad guys in a lot of these?
Eastern European.
Right. But it's good to see the old Russians.
It's good to see the old Cold War beef going again.
Nuclear codes, you know, needed to get. Of course, there's a nuclear bomb. Let's just make it simple. Yeah. Look, they got a nuke. What was the target? San Francisco this time. So that kind of brings it a little bit more home to the movie-friendly crowd.
Right. Yeah.
But I think the only other...
I was out right when it started, basically.
Yeah, you
just
passed
barely got to see any Jeremy Renner.
Right, and you couldn't get the sense if they were trying to like maybe reboot it with Jeremy Renner, but Tom Cruise just totally took over and threw himself back into the main, you know, running in every scene. He was running full speed.
I do remember when he's trying to like break the person out of prison or whatever, and he's doing all the symbols.
Yeah.
Twisting his hand and pointing at the door and stuff.
He was really into it. You have to give him that. He had a lot of energy. But Jeremy Renner was kind of in it as kind of a, not really an adversary, but just to keep you on your toes.
Mm-hmm.
He was an analyst or whatever. But
I threw Simon Pegg in there.
Simon Pegg. But, you know, we're both Jeremy Renner fans. We were hoping he did have some kind of line, but I can't remember because it was kind of late. But it was just, well, where are we going with that? You know, just something real.
He didn't have an accent, though, did he?
No, he still sounded like a goofball, though.
So far, to me, the best Jeremy Renner moment is still in the town when he's just trying to make a go for it and having the final shootout. And there's that tipped over cup of pop or whatever it is sitting there. And he, like, kicks it over with his foot and takes a drink out of it.
Yeah, big old, like, slurp. That's right before. We won't ruin the town for you, but he gets his. So, I don't know.
The very handsome John Hamm is involved.
Him and his chin. I think they have to pay his chin separate.
He's so good looking, he makes me sick.
He was good in that movie. Just as a, you're right, just kind of a side character. He just played kind of this hard-ass FBI guy. You know, kind of a Tommy Lee Jones. Tommy Lee Jones perfected that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hard-nosed U.S. Marshal. Always got a little quip. But
the fugitive. He didn't care about the truth. He just wanted to do this job. Like, right. All right, come on.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. It'll get sorted out. I just need to do my job and bring you in.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know if I'd really recommend it. I didn't pay that much for it. They're being a little more sensible with movie DVD prices now.
Yeah, but that was one good thing. They were all, a lot of them were cheap.
Yeah.
I still say we should go with the Arnold 3-pack, though.
It had Commando, True Lies, and Predator.
Yeah.
I mean, I just have seen, of the Arnold movies, those are the three I've seen most recently.
Right. It's hard. No raw deal.
No raw deal. Even if Eraser would have been in there, I would have watched Eraser with James Caan.
Okay.
And those big guns. But no, there just wasn't. Or Total Recall would have been in it.
Yeah,
that would have been too good to be true.
Get rid of True Lies and go Total Recall, Predator, and Commando. Or maybe get rid of Commando.
I'd get rid of Predator. I've seen too many Predator stuff. Because I was just watching Arrested Development, and Carl Weathers was on there.
Yeah, I know.
And it flashed back to the scene where the alien, the Predator, shot his arm off. that's really it. You know, we got this recording. You know, we got some things coming up here soon, some different topics, and then there'll be some weekends that'll be kind of askew. You know, I'll be gone to a friend's wedding next weekend, but there are a couple things Tim mentioned. We probably can't legally call them just our Oscars. We're gonna have to think up our own names,
right?
But we're gonna do some TV awards because the TV awards are coming up.
Yeah,
next season
they announced the Emmys, so when they get closer, we're gonna have some nominations. I don't know if we're gonna actually do awards, maybe just nominees. Just announce those.
It'd be nice to see
if people can vote or tweet on them or
people
something.
Really got into it and started voting.
What I would get worried about is that we would have our nominees and then people would be like, no.
But and they'd want to fight it. Well, we can start testing the waters a little bit. You know, see what people... The nice thing is that people can't complain if they don't give a suggestion.
Right.
So we'll just tell them, hey, throw it up there. That's what I encourage.
And, like, the only one we've really talked about so far, I think, was, like, the biggest douche. And we got, like, Pete Campbell, Joffrey, and I thought there was one other person, too.
The mom on The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Right, a woman can be in that category.
Okay. I didn't know if she was considered one or not.
Yeah, definitely her. She bugs me.
Maybe Hoyt Fortenberry.
What about the I'm True Blood, the pastor?
Oh, dude, he's awesome, man.
I love him, I know, but he's probably a little too much.
Yeah,
he's a little too much. This is good, you know, so we'll just kind of get this started. It won't be probably the next one. I think that show's on at the end of September. So within a month, maybe, you know, we'll have it figured out, put some thought into it. But, yeah, we got some other stuff. Is there anything else you got coming up you're looking forward to?
Oh, I mean, not really. Not until your wedding.
I got buckled down. Yeah, we got hopefully move. So I got move.
My fiance and I not prepared at all.
My fiance feel pretty good about how packed up we are. And Tim makes the comment, "Do you guys still have so much stuff you need to pack up?" I'm like, "Come on!
Look at just all the video games." You have the box right there for him. You should have already had it packed.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to want to play any of these over
the
next 3 days.
Though, is the life-size cutout Brett Favre I'm staring at right now going to make it to the new house?
Yeah, he's gone. He's been with me for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Has he? Yeah. How long have I had?
I know in your apartment, I think 2004 you had him.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that was the first year you had him or if you've been sitting up at the old man's house for a while.
Not too many people know that that's actually the second one. I had the first one was given to me from a girlfriend my freshman year in college. And then throughout, you know, just some hijinks here or there, he was slowly disemboweled. Like, they took off his legs. And then some girls stole them. And we would get random pictures, like they took him hostage. They stole my friend's The Rock cutout, too.
Oh, man. I'm surprised they could get that one.
So finally, he was, like, his head showed up outside the door. That was the first Favre. But then my parents somehow were in a store up north, and they had it setting out. And my mom asked if she could buy it off of him.
Was it the same thing for
milk? The exact same thing. He had the milk things. Hold up. So, yeah, he'll go. My fiance almost threw out my small little Cartman doll.
Oh, yeah. I heard her make a remark about that.
That got pretty serious because she said, hey, you don't want to keep this, do you? And like, I just stared at her. I kept a straight face. I'm like, hey, I'm like, you want to get married, don't you? And she's like, oh, my God. And she kept it. Otherwise, she would have chucked it.
But I really don't have too much more.
Just, no, I think we're good. We got to get you back home
safe.
Beg for
you guys to follow us on Twitter, yep, at Worst Friends Pod, and like us on Facebook, and interact with us. Look for us on iTunes, and have yourself a merry little Christmas.